The Pocahontas County Drama Workshop will be presenting the play Steel Magnolias on Friday, May the 17th at 7:30 p.m. and again at both 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, May the 18th at the Pocahontas County Opera House in Marlinton. Tickets will cost $10 and will be available at the door. Listen as we present just a tiny snippet of the play, which not only has drama and tragedy, but is chock full of little humorous one-liners to make you smile. In this scene, the characters Shelby, Malin, and Claire discuss Shelby's planned marriage ceremony.
Hush, girls! Shelby, tell me things about the wedding. How many bridesmaids?
9.
Good Lord!
Exactly.
I hope that photographer brings a wide-angled lens.
I think it's embarrassing and awful, but Mama made me have my cousins and Margie St. Maurice.
Shelby, there was no way around it, and you know it.
It will be pretentious. And Daddy always says an ounce of pretension is worth a pound of manure.
The poet laureate of Dogwood Lane.
We interviewed the play's director, Charlie McGee Hughes, to learn a little more about the play.
Steel Magnolias is about a group of Southern women who are close friends. They come together every week at the beauty shop, and they're together for the wonderful times and also, of course, for the hard times. The story is, at its heart, the story of Malin and Shelby, a mother and daughter, a tragedy that strikes, and how their friends rally around, and sort of the true kindness and grit and love between close friends. The play is written by a Southerner based partially on his own mother, on his sister, on other women he knew growing up in a small Southern town in Louisiana. It is a famous and much-loved movie for many of us. It originally started as a play about 35 years ago on Broadway, and this is actually the 30th anniversary of the movie coming out. What I really love about it is it could easily wander into being sort of sickly sweet, but underneath some of those sort of tried and true little sayings is a really strong story and a really amazing universal story of how people help one another when truly horrifying things happen.
We also talked with Rachel Fanning, who plays one of the leading roles in the play.
I play Malin, who is the mother in the play. Her daughter is a diabetic, and she's really very much a control freak. She's overprotective of her daughter, but at the same time trying to empower her whole life. So they have a very combative but still very loving relationship. I've enjoyed that part. Sally Field played it in the Steel Magnolias movie. My role has to deliver the sadness at the end, which is a challenge because you don't want to be over dramatic. But at the same time, if anybody's watched the movie, it doesn't matter how many times you've seen it, you cry at the end. So I do feel a little pressure that I have to make people cry.
Finally, we talked to one of the unsung heroes of the production, Jane Hubbard, who wears many hats in the production. She is the stage manager, prop master, costume maker. As well, she serves as the janitor and gives lines to the actors during rehearsal.
I was always interested in theater since high school, and I believe it was in 2004 or 5, Margaret Baker asked me if I would help her with one of her plays. With this particular play, we have one set, which makes it very easy for the stage manager, who also has to move the furniture around during the course of the play.
The full cast of the play is Rachel Fanning as Malin, Ali Callison as Shelby, Blair Campbell as Claire, Arla Ralston as Oozer, Lisa McLaughlin as Truvy, Susan Grant as Annelle, Lisa Thompson as the hometown DJ. So you are guaranteed a lot of laughs and a good cry at the end if you decide to take in this famous play on either this Friday or Saturday at the Opera House. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.